Howdy, folks. The mathematicians have come up with a new formula. If a man thinks by the inch and talks by the yard, he should be moved by the foot. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and there's two subjects that have always seemed to be entertaining to most folks, bald-headed men and barbers. I was reading about some of the new styles of haircuts that a barber has to be able to turn out these days. He not only has to know how to give a regular haircut, but a crew cut, a flat top, a bogey, a mouse, and a burr. Now, you can imagine the trouble you're in if a customer orders a flat top and you give him a mouse instead. He might just give you a mouse right back. Yes, sir, barbering, it's got too complicated. I don't blame Perry Como for getting out of it. Now, I suppose about now you'd expect me to say something about bald-headed men, but I don't know. I think a bald-headed man has enough to put up with all the smart alecks always saying, well, Baldy, I see you came out on top. And how do you comb your hair? With a sponge? And I don't know. I feel like I know how I'd feel if I had to listen to things like that, so I'm just not going to say any more about it. Besides Paula Richards and the Halloran Quartet, they've been giggling pretty hard here, and I want to give them a chance to simmer down because they're about to sing.
Bed, bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the crown.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. And still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings. Done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight. I'll only know when he began to dance with me. I could have danced, danced, danced all night.
Well, that was not only live music, but lively. You know, we don't think that there's any substitute for the real thing around here. Like double mint chewing gum, for example. Refreshing double mint gives you smooth, easy chewing that you can enjoy just as long as you like. You get the one and only double mint flavor that's so clean and refreshing. And chewing healthful double mint after every meal, even it helps to keep your teeth clean and more attractive looking. So chew delicious double mint after every meal, will you? As well as whenever you feel like having a friendly treat. Say, did you read any scientific journal this month about television phone? I suppose you did. Everybody reads that. But they say it's not going to be so far off when people talking on the phone, they'll be able to see each other as well as hear what they're saying. I'm not looking forward to that one bit. It's gonna take all the fun out of calling up people and saying, guess who this is, you know? At our house, people are always calling Sheila, and she expects me to answer the phone all the time. The other night, we both just sat there while the phone rang and rang, and Sheila finally said, Pat, the phone's ringing. And I said, what do you expect it to do, whistle? You know, it's kind of funny how people away from home will laugh or smile at things I say in kind of a whimsical way like that. But at home, well, we better not even discuss that. Let's just forget the whole thing and listen to the hollering boys.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last.
Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest.
With all the rest. We're poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We're little black sheep who have gone astray. Such as we. Ba, ba, ba.
You know, when Rudy Valley was making that song popular, the Halloran boys was first singing their nursery rhymes. They were just beginning to enjoy their double mint gum. But their mothers knew even then that chewing healthful double mint after every meal, it helps keep a youngster's teeth clean, or grown-ups too, for that matter. And when you have double mint gum handy at your home as a little extra treat for everybody, well, they appreciate you being so thoughtful. And I hope that you're going to appreciate today's But From Bonus. Today, in keeping with our public service policy, I'm going to tell you how to buy a used car. Now, one of the important things is to wear the right clothing when you go out to shop. And after careful study, I recommend a pair of well-greased nylon football pants. You see, that's so you can make a quick getaway if the dealer tries to tackle you. Now, the next thing, always patronize a well-established dealer. You know, one who's got a street address. Beware of them fellows that's doing business in one of those new type telephone booths on a street corner. Now, how can you tell whether a car is a good buy or not? Well, if a fellow starts up a car and says, "Listen to that. Listen to that baby purr." Well, look inside the hood to see if it's the engine purring or a phonograph record there. Another thing, be sure to kick the car and bang it around a little, you know, to see how sound it is. But now, don't let the dealer tell you where to kick. Sometimes they got one special place all wired up so it can take a lot of kicking, see, but you bang somewhere else an inch away and the whole car will just fall apart. And insist on driving the car to see how it handles in traffic. If you stop at a stoplight and the car keeps on going, watch out for that one. Now, one last thing. See, when you finally make up your mind, the dealer usually gets real palsy-walsy and says, let's go back in the office and draw up the papers. Don't do it. No. Stay out in the open where you got enough light to read by. I know one fellow that stepped into the private office, and when he came to read all the papers he'd signed later, well, he discovered he'd not only agreed to buy a used car, but he'd signed up for a 5-year course in Mambo lessons and bought a 10-year subscription to the Taxidermist Journal, filed divorce proceedings against his wife, and signed a full confession to the Brinks Express robbery in Boston. No, but while this has been in fun, I was serious about one thing. Buy your car from a reputable dealer. You got nothing to worry about. Well, nothing to worry about except how to make the payments. Well, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Now, Paula's going to give out with the words to fit the music that the Buttram Symphony plays. My Ideal.
Will I ever find the boy on my mind? The one who is my ideal? Maybe he's a dream, and yet he might be just around the corner waiting for me. Will I recognize that light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Or will I pass him by and never even know he is my ideal? Will I recognize the light in his eyes that no other eyes reveal? Pass him by and never even know he's my ideal, my
Well, don't forget, Double Mint Gum is a friendly treat you're bound to like, and that just about does it for today. So, till tomorrow, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that there's no perfect place to live. If you lived in the land of milk and honey, you'd probably get kicked by a cow or stung by a bee. Goodbye. See you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.